year-round, I mean, it was good weather, so whether we were playing baseball or not, we were doing some sort of sport outside.
When's your first memory playing baseball?
It'd be somewhere in T-ball, I'm sure. You know, just hitting home runs without fences, just kind of hitting it past them and keep running. Those are probably my first memories.
Did your dad coach you?
He was there. Yeah, he was teaching tennis at the time, and he'd make it to pretty much every game. He wouldn't be at all the practices, but he'd be at every game.
Okay, so what Little League program did you go through?
Frontier Little League.
Yeah.
There's a park that we could basically walk to from our house, and T-ball was there, Little League was there, and then it wasn't until we were 13 years old that we went to a different park to play.
So you obviously were playing pretty well at that stage of your career, huh?
Yeah. I think they changed the rule in Little League for me. There was me and one other guy that they allowed a 9-year-old to be in Little League. So it was 10 years old before I got there, and they changed it. So I'd say probably 9-10 years old was when it started to.
Did you emulate anybody when you were batting? Who did you look at and say, that guy does it the right way?
I always say Cal Ripken Jr., but we didn't get to see him as much. I mean, it would be maybe Sports Center at night, but his games weren't on all the time in Arizona.
Ozzie Smith, maybe? Is he still playing?
I liked Ozzie Smith. Yeah, Ozzie Smith was great. I liked Ryan Sandberg at second.
Well, Jeter was coming in too at that time, right?
Yeah, but he wasn't one of them, really. I mean, in high school when they asked my favorite player in interviews and stuff, I think I've said Alex Rodriguez in one of those interviews. I think I said Derek Jeter in one of those interviews. But before that, I think it was Cal Ripken Jr. or Ryan Sandberg.
So is it kind of interesting now that you're playing shortstop on the same team where he played shortstop?
It's weird. It's weird how people, yeah, I mean, it's fun, for one. I mean, it's nice to know you're out there at the same position that one of your favorite players played at the same field in the same city.
You went through high school. You're pretty good. When did the scouts start coming out? When did the college coaches start coming out? When did you start getting noticed?
I think my sophomore year, after my sophomore season, I played on a USA team when I think I was 15 or 16 years old. That was a big step for me. Going to like area codes and doing those scout things,
showcase leagues,
leagues. But it wasn't until probably my first game my senior year of high school when there was, you know, 40-something scouts and some general managers out there to watch me. I think that was when it was like, okay, this is going to happen.
Did that change anything with you? Expectations of once you become a real player who's getting scouted, how did you handle that?
I didn't think about it as much. I had fun. It was always fun to go out there and play baseball in high school. And I mean, I don't know if I added more pressure to myself knowing that I had to perform for scouts, but it was always nice knowing that people were watching every day.
Was there a high school coach, a summer coach that left a mark on you that you look back on now and say, you know, that person was influential in my career?
I had a coach pretty much all through Little League who I still see. I'm really good friends with his son. We were really good friends growing up, and every year I see him. Every year we go home, we go to his house for Christmas Eve. We go on a hunting trip together, so that guy, Rick Valdez.
His father was
yeah,
coaching.
And his dad, Rick, too. So they're Ricky Valdez and Rick Valdez were the two guys. I mean, I'd say he was probably one of the biggest.
Well, what did he do, JJ, to make the game fun and make you want to keep coming back?
Looking back at it now, the time that he gave to us, to be there every day, you know, if we weren't playing a game and practicing, he was always there. He was always looking out for our best interests and trying to make us be the best that we could be. It's definitely the most fun for me.
Scouts are coming. College coaches are coming. How tough a decision was that when you signed?
It was tough. I made it a little bit easier for me when I was at one showcase and I did an interview saying that I wanted to stay in-state if I do go to college. So that stopped a lot of colleges from writing, but it was between University of Arizona and ASU, Arizona State. So
pretty good schools.
Once I made that decision, and then the next decision was to see if I was going to sign or not. I was a second rounder, didn't come from a lot of money, and the fact that I'd have been able to go back to school if baseball didn't work out helped. So that decision was a little bit easier.
Was that the most toughest decision you guys have ever had to make?
At that point in our lives, yeah, for sure.
I know the minor leagues is a time of a lot of travel, a lot of bus rides, but take me through when you got the call up.
It was opening day in 2005. I went through spring training, didn't know if I was going to make the team. I missed pretty much the whole 2004 season, and it was late in spring training, maybe a couple days left. Ned Yost asked me, he goes, you think you're going to make this team? And he was the manager, and I'm like, I mean, what am I supposed to say to that, you know? And
he said, what do you think, Ned?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What do you think? And he told me I was, and then I'll be starting. And it was just kind of, you know, wow. It's really, everything's coming true.
Take me through your first day walking in the clubhouse.
First day was, we were in Pittsburgh. Opening day was in Pittsburgh.
Oh, okay.
And we were facing, I think it was Kip Wells. 0 for my first two, and then my third at bat, they bring in Rick White, relief pitcher, sinker ball, second and third, and I hit a ground ball in between short and third for my first hit, and two RBIs.
Still have the ball?
Still got the ball.
Where is it?
I think my dad probably has it, actually.